Welcome to America's favorite wellness hour, Healthy by Nature, with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Be sure to check in on the blog today. If you don't get the newsletter and know, covered some of the points that needed reviewing probably from last week's show and some other points of interest. Well, here in North Texas, we have something that may have the same name other places, but here we call it a blue norther. And that's where the Canada sends us a little present. And within the amount of time it takes at the grocery store, the temperature can drop like 40 degrees or more. So if you don't pay attention to the weather news, you can really get caught off guard. You leave the, you go into work and it's balmy, and you come out and it's refrigerated, and you didn't wear the right coat and so on. Well, speaking of grocery stores, I've got a really interesting segment, the last part of this program today. I was digging around in the tapes. I was trying to clean out a closet, and I had tapes and CDs of shows going back to the very beginning. And so I was looking through them and realized there were some just real gems in there. And with the help of my friend Jim Bartow at Salem, we've digitized some of those, and I'm editing them down and cutting out the commercials that don't apply and so on. And I've got one today that is, I think you'll find really interesting. It's a food industry whistleblower, and we talk about how the food industry works. We talk about artificial sweeteners and why you don't lose weight with them. Talk about the connection between sugar intake and addictions later in life. I just think there's a lot of really useful information, including just what they do to our food. And I've grinned through listening to a lot of this and thinking, I forgot half of that. And so it's coming up in future weeks. I've got some others that are just kind of jaw-dropping, and I just don't want them to get lost in the mists of time. So today we'll tackle this. Paul Stitt, who's a biochemist, baker, author. And then coming up first, we talk with John Willard, one of our very valued sponsors with the Willard Water. And we have so many new listeners because we're in new markets. And I think this is something that we need reminding about anyway, because it's just kind of hard to get our head around why our water isn't good enough. I mean, how it could be so much better, enhanced. And so we'll talk to him about that. And I hope you tell your friends about Healthy by Nature. We work real hard to bring you information that will improve your life and your health. And we need your help to get that word out. Please stay tuned. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin. I'm Marty Whittakin. You may have heard the word resveratrol, and you may even know that it is the red wine molecule. However, you may not know that Longevinex is the only brand that has undergone testing of any kind, test tube, animal, or human. It's also the one with the correct potency. Trust me, more isn't always better. Internationally respected nutrition expert and formulator Bill Sardi wisely combined resveratrol with other beneficial components to increase its effectiveness. In fact, Longevinex delivers 9 times more positive effect than plain resveratrol pills. Resveratrol is being researched for its support of an astounding variety of health issues. Please read my resveratrol article in the supplement section of the library on hbnshow.com. Order today at longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Please tell them Marty sent you just in case they have a special. Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000.
Indigestion drugs offer temporary pain relief, but they can have serious side effects and they don't fix the cause. Marty Wittekin, author of Natural Alternatives to Nexium and a book about aloe, recommends Lily of the Desert stomach formula. For many centuries, aloe vera has been known to improve digestion and heal the digestive tract. Lily of the Desert stomach formula is made from organic leaves and is enriched with AloSorb, a patented aloe concentrate. AloSorb ensures that all of the 200 bioactive components of aloe benefit your body at their maximum level. In Lily of the Desert stomach formula, aloe vera is combined with stomach-friendly herbs such as peppermint, chamomile, ginger, and fennel. Not only is Lily of the Desert stomach formula safe and effective, its fringe benefits include boosting immune function, increasing the absorption of vitamin C, and regularity. Stomach formula is now available in convenient 2-ounce shots. Clinically tested Lily of the Desert aloe products are available at all fine health food stores.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
My first guest is John Willard. He is carrying on a tradition from his grandfather with a company that now has a worldwide, I always hate saying that word, worldwide reach that probably Grandpa could never have even envisioned, which just speaks to the strength of the Willard Water Company. Happy to have you with us, John.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we have we're in many new markets now, so we have lots of new listeners that have not heard when you were on even back at late in the fall of 2018. And so I think we ought to just start with the most basic thing. What is the foundational Willard Water product? And just in general terms, why do people love it?
Sure. Thank you. The Willard Water was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard. My grandfather was a chemist. He got his PhD from Purdue University and was teaching chemistry in the 1960s. He'd been teaching for about 20 years, but in the 1960s, he began to play around with a new formula, and I won't bore your listeners with the long story behind it. It was actually a multi-decade evolution, but he began playing around with his formula, and he invented what we today call Willard Water in about 1965, and there's actually even some debate as to what year he actually invented it, whether it was 64, 65, or 66, whether what year he actually settled on the final formula to become Willard Water. But basically what it is it's a water additive. And my grandfather originally called it catalyst activated water. And what he meant by that is when you add the Willard Water to water, it is a concentrate. It is somehow reacting with the water and making it a more efficient delivery system. We actually don't know exactly why it's doing what it's doing. We can replicate in tests how it has the impacts, but we don't know exactly what it's doing to the water or how it's changing the water in a way that's making it more effective. But what we see in it is when people consume it, or I should say living beings in general, consume Willard Water, we see a variety of impacts. Number one, it helps with digestion. It helps the body break down particles into smaller particles. We also see a significant increase in cellular absorption of nutrients, whether it's vitamins, whether it's minerals, antioxidants as well. We see a very significant increase in antioxidant absorption. We also see an increase in the body's ability to utilize, the cells, I should say, the cells' ability to utilize those nutrients. And so it's causing the cells to actually hold on to those nutrients and use them better. And then we see better toxin removal as well. And we see that, interestingly enough, in all biological beings. It goes beyond just human beings. It goes to animals and plants and in as low as microbes as well. And so we see that across the board.
We are much more like plants than what people would ever believe. And the more research there is into how smart plants really are and the communications and so on, we should pay more attention when farmers and home gardeners are excited about Willard water because it improves the yields and the productivity and the health of the plants. It's doing so, I assume, in part because it's helping the microbes in the soil make nutrients available to the plant. Is that about right?
That's part of it, yes, absolutely. We do see, as I said, we see it helping activity in microbes, but it really actually comes down to the cellular absorption effects of Willard water, that it's boosting the absorption and utilization of nutrients. And as we see with the microbes, what we see there is what microbes are actually doing in a lot of ways there is they're, especially if they're dealing with the soil, they're playing a real role in the health of the soil. And so the healthier they are, the healthier the soil is going to be. And that goes up to your cells, that goes up to livestock, but then it also goes into plants. And so when we even do a foliar feed with the Willard water or use a hydroponic application of the Willard water where there are no microbes, we still see a very significant increase in yield and absorption of nutrients. And so what our farmers will do is they'll do one of a couple of things. They'll either reduce their fertilizer. You can reduce your fertilizer 50%. Or you can use the Willard water to increase the absorption of that fertilizer to increase your yield and to maximize your yield. And it's the same basic effect with human beings. So, for example, when I take a vitamin in the morning, I cut that vitamin dosage in half because I'm drinking it with Willard water, and I know that my body is going to do a much better job of absorbing and utilizing those vitamins.
That would be really helpful for some of our folks who like a particular multiple vitamin that's a sponsor of the show. It's fabulous, but they can't afford to take the dose of four. They could take two with the Willard water and just still be miles ahead of others. Well, you say spraying it on the foliage of plants, which obviously is taking the microbe part of it out of the equation. But that reminds me that people also spray it on their face. Is that I think I remember you telling me that in Japan, the spray is they're very conscious of having really healthy, good-looking skin in Japan. And do I remember that's your top seller there?
Yes. We have business all over the world, and it's I got involved, as you know, in my family business about 8 years ago. But we've been in business for 46 years. My grandfather actually founded the company in 1973, and so he researched the product, for about 8 years, and then founded the company to sell it in 1973. And what's really fascinating for me is to see how these different markets grew in different countries. And so, as you said, in the United States, our primary market is people who drink it. You go to Whole Foods, you can there in Dallas, and you can buy it at Whole Foods, or you can go to Natural Grocers and you can buy it there, and it's a supplement, and most people in the U.S. will use it to maximize their vitamin absorption. We have a lot of vegans and vegetarians who use it, for example, to maximize B vitamins. But in Japan, it's the skincare that is the number one market, and spraying it on your skin does the exact same thing. Is it boosts the cells, it opens the cells up, and it boosts the cells' ability to better absorb and utilize what's being put on. And so they use it, our distributors, their distribution partners, use it in concert with a moisturizer. And what they found through their tests is that it causes skin cells to better absorb and utilize moisture. And so they have their customers, they spray the Willard water spray on their face before they put a moisturizer on. And for them, it's a multi-million-dollar business. And so, as I said, it's very interesting to see how the different applications of the product have lent to different markets. In Egypt, our number one market is people give it to chickens, and it makes their chickens grow fatter faster. In Zambia, our number one market is for plants. As I said, here in the U.S., our number one market is humans who drink it.
Well, the topical application this time of the year, people could likely really tell a difference because the air is so dry. And there's research that's been done, too. It isn't just the experience of these millions of customers and the wonderful on Amazon or anywhere where you can leave reviews. It isn't just that experience. You've actually had some studies done on Willard water, and there's two varieties. We probably ought to mention that. There's one that has the brown looking liquid that has the minerals in it, and then the regular. So tell us, please, about the difference between the two and just a rough sketch of what some of the research has been.
Yes, that's a very good point. My grandfather, as I said, was a chemist. He was a scientist, and he didn't put any stock at all into testimonials beyond where they could direct our research. And so research has been done on our Dr. Willard's products by universities all over the world, by, of course, people, scientists all over the world as well. So as I said, in Japan, they've done extensive studies with different biologists on the skin cells. Here in the U.S., well, actually, there are studies in the U.S. that were done by Central Florida. There's, of course, South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, South Dakota State University. We're based in South Dakota. Colorado State University has done some research on it, and a number of other research. Purdue University, my grandfather got his PhD from Purdue, and so they did research at Purdue in the 60s. And then 60 Minutes, actually, did a story on my grandfather in 1980. And they also conducted their own research on it. And that 60-minute story was a very positive story about my grandfather and about his invention. And so so we feel very confident in what we're seeing. Of course, I continued my grandfather's trend of doing research, and I sponsored a number of cellular studies, a number of plant studies. And in fact, two of the studies I've sponsored have now been published in scientific journals here in the U.S. And so we're not only studied, we're also published. And so we feel very good about the results.
John, music means we're taking a break. We'll pick up at that point when we come back. My guest is John Willard. And I will give you the special and the phone number and the website as soon as we return. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
It takes several factors to create cancer. That's why it just makes sense to treat the disease with a variety of therapies. Whatever you decide about mainstream medicine's typical surgery, chemo, and radiation, you should know that the Casanas Institute has many powerful tools in their toolbox. For example, natural ways to support your immune system, specialized detoxification programs, and a personalized nutritional plan. If chemotherapy is right for your case, the Casanas Institute also offers a gentler approach, low-dose chemotherapy delivered in a smart way that targets the cancer cells more than your healthy cells. Their approach is individualized to you and your type of cancer to provide effectiveness and reduced side effects. At the Casanas Institute, an experienced care manager will guide you and coordinate options. Don't you deserve a doctor that uses the best of modern science and ancient wisdom? Link from hbnshow.com or call 817-481-6342.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome that gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.
Dr. Hira's Probiotics has been a proud sponsor of the Healthy by Nature show for well over a decade.
I'm thinking about composing an article to put in our library about Willard Water because there's so much to say. We usually seem to run out of time before we've covered it all, and to have it all in one place where I can send people, I think that might be a good idea. I'm going to tell you in a minute how I use it, but I said I would give out this information in case somebody has to leave. The phone number is 888-379-4552, and the special is 20%. This is for our listeners, 20% off a starter kit using the code HBN. And the starter kit is spray. That's the moisturizer improver that we were just talking about, the aloe gel product, and a small size starter of Willard Water. And again, the phone number is 888-379-4552. The website is drwillard.com. I use, it is a concentrate, and so you buy this little bottle, and it lasts a really long time because you put 1 ounce into a gallon of distilled water. I start with a gallon of distilled water in a plastic bottle. You don't want to long-term store it in glass. And then I take I have a smaller plastic bottle that's quart size, and I have it marked off into 8 ounce servings, and so I have that where I can get at it all the time, and then I pour that into my water bottle that I drink throughout the day. I have a glass water bottle that I fill up to make sure I drink enough water, but I get a little bit of Willard Water in every glass of water I have all day. There are lots of ways to do it. You don't have to make it as complicated as I did. I just did that so that I would have the gallon. I didn't have a place for it in my kitchen, so I would forget about it if it was in the laundry room. So I worked out what works for me. I asked before, and I don't think we really got into it too much, but the dark Willard Water, people don't get enough of the trace minerals. And in fact, I hope that when they're doing hydroponics with Willard Water, they're using the dark, because I worry that those vegetables that are grown just on water, that maybe they're only putting in what the plant needs, not necessarily what we need. So that's like two or three questions wrapped up in one, but go for it.
No, those are great questions. And yes, they are using the dark and plant. The difference in the products, that's always a great question we get. Honestly, they represent just an evolution of my grandfather's thinking as well, because my grandfather, the first product he invented was the clear product. And it has the catalyst, with what we call the catalyst. When you add it to water, it alters that water. It makes it a more efficient delivery system. But my grandfather also became a very strong proponent of trace minerals. And you have to keep in mind that this was the late 60s, early 70s. So my grandfather was decades ahead of what we today would consider these movements toward these types of alternative solutions for our health. And so in the early 70s, he decided to infuse his product, his clear product, with trace minerals. And that's really what the dark product is. The interesting thing about it is that the clear product, the Willard Water, is so precisely formulated that adding those trace minerals caused some problems with the makeup of the product. And so he had to actually change the basic structure of the Willard Water product. So it's a little bit different. It does the same thing. And also, interestingly enough, if you look at the side-by-side studies like we did on the cells, there is no difference in the efficacy between the dark and the clear. They do almost exactly the same thing. So that's also quite fascinating as well, because you would think one or the other would work better, but that's not the case. So really what it comes down to is personal preference. Some people like the clear. some people like the dark. They want more trace minerals. So I always tell people, if you're taking, you're already taking a trace mineral supplement, then you should just drink the clear, because that'll help your body better absorb that supplement. If you're not taking a trace mineral supplement, you don't, if you want to save a little bit of money on it, you could just drink the dark and you'll get your trace minerals and Willard water with it.
Just a reminder, in the second half of the program, we're going to be talking to that food industry whistleblower about stuff that's in your food that you don't want. I think with a lot of that stuff, you don't want to drink Willard water because you don't want to absorb it, all these artificial ingredients and so on. We have talked about mostly people, but I'm fascinated about the plant issue and the, what work that you're doing in Africa. That is just really fascinating. Could you tell us a little bit about the project?
Sure, sure. But I also want to say, in reference to your earlier point about the bad stuff, Willard water is not simply increasing absorption, it's also removing toxins. So if you've got bad stuff coming in, the Willard water will actually pull that out of your system and make more room in your cells for the good stuff. So that's a good thing.
I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. But yeah, to your question about the plants, yes, as I said, the Willard water affects cellular absorption in all living beings. And a lot of times people ask you, well, how is it a miracle water to do all these things? And I would say, no. I mean, as my grandfather would have said, the science is sound. It is simply increasing cellular absorption and utilization of nutrients in the cells. And any cellular being is going to derive benefit from adding Willard water to its diet. And plants are no different. One of the bigger issues in Africa today, the biggest issues, of course, is famine, starvation. And the reason for that is that they're not getting as much production per hectare as we do here in the U.S. You're dealing primarily there with smallholder farmers who might farm no less than a hectare, or no more, than a hectare. A hectare, so you know, is about 2 acres roughly. But that those smallholder farmers would have to raise everything to support their family, bring in money, et cetera, on 2 hectares. And, of course, they don't have a lot of money and they don't have a lot of expertise in farming like we do here in the U.S. So to put it in comparison, here in the U.S., we get about 20 metric tons of corn per hectare. Well, in most of those African countries, they're going to get between 1 and 3 metric tons of corn per hectare. And so the real solution to the food crisis in Africa is simply increasing the amount that they can grow per hectare, and that's what we're doing. And we're partnered with nonprofit organizations like Food for the Hungry or Winrock International or in the U.S. Agency for International Development. We've been doing research trials for about 3 years over there, and we're now actually selling. In fact, we're selling in the country of Zambia, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria. And I got to tell you, I'm really excited because the demand has gone far beyond what anyone thought they would because it works so well. And as I said, I think it's a great validation of how the product works as well.
Well, there aren't just in a lot of Africa, water is at a premium. So if it maximizes the water for personal use or for agriculture, that would be a big advantage.
Yes, it does. It makes the plants more resistant to drought as well. And once again, that goes back to the hydrating effect of it. We also see significant increases in root growth when Willard water is added to the mix. So that helps with water. But it is quite fascinating to see in the plants in real time just how maximizing or making their diet better, for lack of a better term, diet, making their diet better makes them much stronger plants. And getting more out of their nutrients makes them much stronger plants. All we're doing with Willard water is helping those plants to better utilize their nutrients, but they're far more resistant to disease and they're far more resistant to stressful events. And I always say that for my goal, I hope we have a little bit of a drought when we're using Willard water because it shows how effective it really is.
Well, it makes them more pest resistant too. The phone number, 888-379-4552. Website drwillard.com, and Willard is WILLARD.com. Use the code HBN and you'll receive 20% off of the starter kit, which includes a spray, aloe gel, and Willard water. And of course, you can try it out. health food stores really should all have it. Certainly it's at Whole Foods and natural grocers and so on. John, this has been wonderful. Thank you very much for your time today.
At half past the hour, you are tuned to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wittekin.
Vitamin K needs a better press agent. In the 1940s, Dr. Weston A. Price noticed that world populations who ate their native diet had straight, cavity-free teeth and did not suffer the diseases of Western civilizations. He thought the secret was vitamin K. In the 1970s, researchers began to show that vitamin K helps blood clot normally. Now we are excited to learn that vitamin K helps guide calcium into the bones where it belongs and away from the arteries where it can cause big trouble. Sadly, deficiencies are widespread. Gerald Formula's K-Rite Soft Gel capsules contain a synergistic blend of three members of the vitamin K family. K1, which we get from leafy green foods, MK4 that we might get from animal sources, and MK7, which is produced by natural bacterial fermentation. Gero's K-Rite also has vitamin D3 for added support for bone and cardiovascular health. Links to Gero Formula's K-Rite details, interviews on the importance of vitamin K, and appropriate caution statements can be found on the sponsor page of hbnshow.com.
I'm your host, Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist, I believe the most expensive supplement you can buy is one that doesn't work. When nutrition expert Bill Sardi wanted a multivitamin that reflected the latest science, he had to create one. Bill aimed to improve his health with the most advanced dosages and better absorbed forms of vitamin C, D, E, B vitamins, zinc, and selenium. Those forms are not provided in ordinary multivitamins. Luckily, Mr. Sardi made Molecular Multi available to all of us. It's so very complete that most people can cut several bottles from their program and actually save money. I get one bottle free when I buy three, and so can you. If your budget needs even more help, I'm pretty sure that half a dose of Molecular Multi will provide health benefits superior to a full dose of any other product. Visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com or go to lifespannutrition.com or call 800-247-5731. 800-247-5731.
When you hear customers say that Dr. Willard's water gives them energy, helps them sleep, reduces aches, pains, or urinary problems, or even lessens a hangover, we might wonder how it does that. Dr. Willard's water seems to allow our drinking water to get into cells better, improves nutrient utilization, alkalinizes, and increases antioxidant absorption. Perhaps it also makes our enzymes more active or our intestinal bacteria happier. The organic trace minerals in Willard Water Dark surely help. In any case, consumers report a wide range of improvements that fade away if they stop taking Dr. Willard's water and return when they start again. You simply add 1 ounce of the concentrate to a gallon of whatever type of water you drink. In case you wondered, it does not affect the water's taste. You may find Dr. Willard's products in your natural food store, and a wide selection of Dr. Willard's products for people, pets, and plants are available directly by calling 888-379-4552 or visit drwillard.com.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by HealthWorksMart.com.
If you have somebody in the family that's bothered by fatigue, hyperactivity, mental fog, alcohol or other addictions, muscle pain, insomnia, numbness, any of those things can be related to foods. And so I dug out of the archives a very interesting program where I interviewed the late Paul Stitt. Well, when I interviewed him, he wasn't the late Paul Stitt. He has since passed away. This was quite a long while ago, and he was a fairly old gentleman at the time. But he was a biochemist, a baker, an author, and he had worked for the food giants. And his book, he had several of them, but he had Beating the Food Giants was the one we were talking about. And I point out that the consumer is the only one in the entire food chain that has any responsibility for nutrition of the food. He was a whistleblower. I asked him why he got out of the industry.
I really tried hard to work with the existing food industry, but I was just absolutely floored by the kinds of negative attitudes they took towards the importance of people's health. You know, they would pay the lip service to what kinds of foods that people should be eating. But then in many cases, they would refuse to make those kinds of foods. And I felt that was just so pathetic. And that's the reason I got out of the food industry, because I was, as a researcher, as a biochemist, I was being required to develop new foods that I wouldn't ever consider eating myself or feeding my children or anywhere, or my friends. And in the marketplace the way it is today, you know, what rules is what's the most profitable thing we can do to make the most money in the next 3 months? And they're not looking at the long-term health of the company, nor the long-term health of their employees or their customers. Stuff they put in the box is just a whiff. It's just to make the label look good. And I've seen examples of companies that would say, well, now we need to put 3% flax in this product to see that it really does make a difference. And so therefore, we're going to put in 1/4 or 1%.
Or just a whiff of it. They just kind of wave a little flax over the top of the pot. And
exactly.
And he goes on.
It was really eye-opening to me in working within the food industry as to how much money and time they spend on finding new ways of making foods that are non-satisfying and non-filling, so you can't eat just one. And you know those little black and white cookies with that white filling?
You
just eat the whole bag of them?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's no accident that people do that, and it's not because the good Lord made our bodies defective that we can't stop eating those things. It's that they've done research and they've used biochemistry to figure out how to drive people crazy, and some foods like that will have 23 different appetite stimulants in it, and they'll put on the label natural flavoring. And this is just awful that they use that word that sounds so good to cover up these things that are not needed. Some of them come from yeast extract. Some of them actually come from grinding up, according to a rabbi that showed me the information. They will take the intestinal tract out of pigs and chickens, and they find that contains a lot of, for some reason, appetite stimulants. And they will add that to
yum,
food.
Yum.
Yeah, they just call it, you know, chicken flavoring. and of course, salt and sugar and then, you know, the old faithful that they use in the Chinese restaurant, the monosodium glutamate. You know, all of these things are just designed to drive people crazy. And that's why a lot of people will pick up and start eating a product and then just eat and eat and eat and can't figure out why they're eating, because they're not really hungry and they've had plenty of calories, but they just keep right on consuming. And it's because the food companies are playing tricks on them.
Among the food additives that he had talked about was artificial sweeteners. I point out that in the commercials, they have lovely skinny people that are eating or drinking the products, but what are the real effects?
Yeah, that is the cruelest irony, the cruelest joke that's ever been pulled on the American public. You know, they have never yet published one single scientific study. You know, talk about sheer quackery. This is a prime example of complete quackery. But they've never yet published a single study to show that the consuming of any artificial sweetener has helped any people lose weight and to keep it off. And any study that's been done, they find out exactly the opposite. The more artificial sweeteners that people consume, the more they crave sugar and the more they overeat. Matter of fact, at the University of Wisconsin one time, they did a study when I was there in the medical department, and they were giving people the artificial sweeteners, and on every test they did, they kept gaining weight. And, of course, the company sponsoring this research didn't like those results. So they decided what they would do is take the people, pay them good money, and lock them in a prison cell for 3 weeks and control their diet and prove that it would help people lose weight. Well, it was going along pretty well, and then somebody felt sorry for the people in the cell, and so then they brought them in some dozen roses. Poor people were so starving hungry, they ate the roses entirely.
So counterintuitive. No calories, and yet you don't lose weight. I ask him, how does that happen?
A little difficult for most people to understand, but it is a response to the human body that when there's something sweet that it smells or something sweet that it tastes, it expects a lot of sugar to be coming into the body because, you know, in the caveman days, when we smelled something sweet, it was sweet fruit or something like that. And immediately the body gets prepared for metabolizing that food product. And so it takes all the available sugar that's in your bloodstream and it converts it into fat because they know there's a lot more sugar coming and they've got to get it into storage and get it out of the way or else the bloodstream will get overloaded with sugar and then the brain get overloaded and then you'd have all kinds of problems. Well, your body prepares itself for this load of sugar coming in by converting the existing sugar to fat and then no sugar comes in. And so then the body says, oh, my goodness, we're really starving hungry now because our blood sugar is dropping real low. And when your blood sugar drops real low, you start craving food like crazy.
Your survival instincts kick in.
Yeah, the adrenaline kicks in. And so then you do whatever it takes in order to get something sweet into your body. Well, so then you raise your blood sugar up again with the sugar. And then it gets too high, and then that excess sugar goes into fat. So the body keeps producing fat all this time instead of producing energy.
Yeah, fake foods, we talked a little bit about, for example, Country Time Lemonade. Look at the label. Pretty on the front. Looks like Grandma might have made it. No actual lemons in it at all. Lots of sugars and chemicals. He said that's kind of the norm and especially doesn't like the fact that baby food sometimes only have 6% actual fruit. He said people should just mash up their own fruit and feed that to baby because, as we'll talk about in the next segment, if you start the kids out on fake foods and sugars, bad things happen in the long run. My guest again is Paul Stitt. He's an author, biochemist, and industry insider from the food industry who bailed because he just thought it was not right. We'll be right back.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Give the gift of fresh, helpful, invigorating air. Ion Box uses the negative ions that you enjoy at the beach or a waterfall to purify any room. Ion Box devices are affordable for many on your gift list and are so conveniently small that they can go to the office and even on vacation. Studies show that because of its advanced microchip technology, no other ion purifier, even much larger units, come close to the effectiveness of IonBox at removing bacteria, odors, dust, pollen, pet dander, and other allergens. Plus, it's ozone-free and there are no filters to change. Improve your loved one's quality of breathing, sleep, mental focus, mood, energy, and performance. Anyone you care about will stay healthier with IonBox. For video links, visit the sponsor page of hbnshow.com. Consumers and health practitioners who would like to offer IonBox to their patients, please visit ionbox.net. Consumers enjoy free shipping with the coupon code HBN. Visit ionbox.net.
The Healthy by Nature Show promotes natural solutions because they work so well and provide fringe benefits instead of side effects. In host Marty Whittakin's best-selling book, Natural Alternatives to Nexium, she documents the many serious dangers of heartburn drugs that work by blocking stomach acid. Stomach acid has many crucial jobs. For example, it helps us digest food, absorb minerals, produce vitamin B12, and protect us from disease-causing bacteria. So acid isn't the enemy. It can just get somewhere it doesn't belong and cause
pain. The natural digestive supplement, Garlagest, is a much better answer. It fixes digestion instead of stopping it and improves nutrient uptake. Listeners tell Marty that Garlagest also solves other problems like gas and burping. Link to Garlagest from the show website, healthybynatureshow.com, or visit garlagest.com and be pleasantly surprised by what a bargain it is. Call 866-405-4000 to order. 866-405-4000.
Subscribe to Marty's free newsletter at the Healthy by Nature Show website, hbnshow.com, hbnshow.com.
Mr. Stitt gave us what might be surprising information about the long-term effects of these bad foods that are basically sugar, white flour, which is like sugar, becomes sugar very quickly, and chemicals. And I'm just going to let him tell you.
Well, you know, it was my wife, Barbara, and her work in people with in probation that discovered that the people that end up in alcohol and using drugs nearly always start out with sugar as their first addiction. And many of these people had been given sugar by their medical doctor in the hospital, by the nurses, and by their mother and father. And what she's found is that sugar is the first addiction. It gives them the first high, but after they get to be 10 or 15 years old, it doesn't give quite high enough high, whereas alcohol gives just a little higher high. And that's what happens, is people are constantly wanting something to make them feel good, wanting to get high, and so they graduate from sugar to alcohol, and then they end up going on to the dry drugs and the illegal drugs and so forth.
We're probably all pretty familiar with high blood sugar, diabetes, and prediabetes. Not so much on the issue of low blood sugar or the hypoglycemic swings. He mentions milk allergy as one cause and then goes on.
And food allergies in general can also lead to this highly fluctuating blood sugar. And people really get into bad shape, bad straits, when they get into low blood sugars, and they do crazy things, and they have blacking out, and their mind doesn't work very well, and they think, what in the world's wrong with me? What they don't realize is just something wrong with what they've been putting in their mouth, and that you can, seeking this, you can quite easily change what you put in your mouth and start eating, you know, lots of fresh fruits and lots of vegetables and lots of whole grains, and you find that then your blood sugar has a chance to stabilize, and you don't have all these weird feelings and so forth.
Anybody who's ever been really tired before dinner and that perks them up, anybody who has a tendency to have arguments before dinner.
It's all blood sugar. And those people can be feeling old and wore out by the time they're 30 years old from living on a diet like that. And we see this so happen. We see young men becoming sexually impotent and young women just are chronic fatigue, and they just can't do this, they can't do that, and so tired, and they can't remember, and so on and so forth, and it's all related to this blood sugar problem.
And if you need to get your blood sugar up, nothing does it faster than alcohol, so it's easy to see how you could make that transition. It's already digested in it.
Exactly, and it's a killer, there's no doubt about it. But if parents want to keep their children from becoming alcoholics, take away sugar on the first day they're born. Instead of feeding them on sugar and weaning them on sugar, keep sugar as much away from as possible. Then they won't have that fluctuating blood sugar level. They won't have that desire for alcohol. Because once they have the desire, they're done.
If you want a good example of hypoglycemia, just think about the Dr. Pepper clock, the big red 10, 2, and 4. That's because if you have a sugary cereal for breakfast, you have a crash at 10, and then the wrong lunch, you need another boost at 2, another at 4 to get you to dinner so that you then can collapse on the couch. We ask about additives.
We were talking a little bit about additives, and I know in your book that you said there were the 10 pounds per year was the quantity that people were getting of food additives. I've seen as high as 14 pounds as the estimate for the current intake.
Yes,
in any case,
it's going up
ton.
Every year. It's hard to keep up. And, of course, some of the most vulnerable people, young people, teenagers, consume a lot more than the average person. And this is very difficult for them to handle, and it's no wonder that, you know, the children in schools get poor grades on the achievement tests, and they can't remember what they've learned at school and so forth, because they're just, the poor bodies are just pounded full of all these additives that they don't need, and what they do need is nutrients, and it's the very thing that they don't get very much of.
We'd have to hope that the government was keeping an eye on this, but I think we would be wrong from what I can gather. You point out that none of these have ever been tested in combination, and that they were pretty poorly tested one by one.
They were very poorly tested. One of the interesting things we're doing now is that we've taken over providing the food in one of these schools for high school dropouts, and just within this last 6 weeks we've been doing this, the principal and the teachers tell us they can't believe the huge difference in these children. These children that were considered rejects and no good by anybody, in just 6 weeks, now they're doing better than the kids in regular high school.
You mentioned that in bread, you don't have to label a number of things like chlorine. Well, there's a lot of this I can't really even pronounce very well, including things like acetone peroxide, which doesn't sound real yummy, benzyl peroxide, which is in a topical acne medicine, plaster of Paris, and that you found that it was 3% or less of silicone. You didn't have to even mention that.
That's what the government said. They would just turn the other way and consider it incidental.
And these are the same people that don't want you to call your bread. Because it doesn't have those things. Government changed its mind on 18 of the 19 food colorings that it used to call U.S. certified. So even when they approve something, that doesn't mean that's a permanent approval.
Unfortunately, this book, Beating the Food Giants, is out of print, and I can't find my copy. I think I didn't have a very good library system. I loaned it to somebody and didn't get it back. His wife's book is also very good. I think her name was Barbara Reed, and it was something about food and teens, or food and behavior. A little bit more to come when we come back, so don't go anywhere. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria, and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head-on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
The far infrared component of sunlight is a nutrient and a natural remedy. These waves are invisible. They're at the far end of the spectrum from the ones that cause sunburn. I'm excited about the convenient and affordable far infrared table lamp. The lamp focuses that light power on whatever part of the body you want to help. It gently stimulates circulation, lymphatic drainage, and immune function, while it oxygenates and energizes cells. Every home and office should have one, and it would make a terrific gift. Who doesn't at least occasionally have a sore throat or stiff joint, congested sinuses, a rash or injury? You might just want to strengthen your eyes or ears. Save with the code HBNLAMP. Click products on the menu of the HBNShow.com website for details, or call Phil at 626-200-8454. 626-200-8454.
My name is Joanne. I'm from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, and I've been using Willard Water for more than 15 years. My husband and I are very careful about our nutrition. We eat organic food, try to maintain a healthy lifestyle, and we drink Willard Water every day. I'm 65 years old. My husband is 64. We're in fantastic shape. Willard Water plays a key role in our good health. Willard Water helps the body absorb more of the vitamins and nutrients we need for good health. It's also full of natural minerals. I'm here to tell you what thousands of others around the world already know. Willard Water works. If you care about your health, you'll go out and buy some today.
To learn more about the benefits of Willard Water, call us at 888-379-4552 or visit our website at drwillard.com. That's drwillard.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and Willard Water is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Sign up for podcasts or listen to past programs on our website, hbnshow.com. hbnshow.com.
Just a quick reminder that the Willard Water Starter Kit is 20% off if you use the code HBN. It consists of the spray, an allergel, and the Willard Water. You can call 888-379-4552 or go to drwillard.com. You can also find them on our sponsor page. I'm going to just let Paul Stitt continue. He's got some good thoughts on the word natural and on whole wheat versus white flour.
Okay, the word natural. The word natural means just whatever anybody wants it to mean. There's no legal definition of the word, so you got to be very careful. Some people are pretty crafty the way they can twist it as to what it means. You know, to me, natural means that it's processed as little as possible and as near the natural state as possible, and that it's wholesome and it's good for the body and it's filling and it's satisfying and so forth. And the best advice we've ever been able to find to tell people is simply make fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, and whole grains the center of every meal. And then let your meat and your other products just be kind of flavoring around the edges, and you'll be far healthier and far better off. So watch out for how people define the word natural. You just never know.
Tell us real quickly the difference between a whole wheat berry, what happens to it before it becomes white flour, and just one of the tests that was done on animals to show the survival factor. So this isn't just a cosmetic difference.
Yeah, it's really pathetic. It's really horrible the way they strip away all the bran and all the wheat germ and all the nutrients out of the wheat kernel and leave the part for humans to eat that's just the white flour. Then the sad part about it is after they do make the white flour out of it, then they bleach it with bleach, just like you use for clothes, made from chlorine. And what it does then, bleaching destroys all of the vitamin E and the vitamin C and the other vitamins in the grain. So not only do they take everything out, then they destroy what's left, and then they call it wheat flour. And this is just absolutely pathetic, because the human body needs for survival the whole wheat, not just a part of it.
And it takes off 40% of the chromium, the manganese, so most all of the minerals are removed. And you outlined various studies that were done where I think they're pretty interesting, where the animals on whole wheat lasted a long time and the ones on this partitioned foods cratered very fast.
The original reason they bleached the flour, because when they would ship it on boats, then if the rats would eat the bleached flour, they'd die. They wouldn't have to worry about rodent infestations. Where if they shipped whole wheat flour, then, of course, the rats would get healthy and grow and have little offspring and all this kind of stuff. So they figured out what to do is just bleach it. And to this day, this is what most children in this country of rich families and poor families get fed all the time. And this is absolutely abominable, because if they leave it as a whole wheat bread, whole wheat flour, then it'd be filling and satisfying, good for you. And then they destroy it, and then it destroys lives.
Thanks for listening, folks. Hope you'll join us again next week.
Healthy by Nature is sponsored in part by Lily of the Desert Alloceuticals.
Most animals internally produce vitamin C. However, due to a gene mutation, humans must rely entirely upon dietary and supplemental sources of vitamin C to maintain health. Formula 216 is a groundbreaking advancement in vitamin C science. It's designed to raise vitamin C levels without reliance upon dietary or supplemental vitamin C. Formula 216 may restore vitamin C as a hormone secreted from the liver to overcome that gene mutation, which occurred long ago in humans. And results from the first human tests are in. Urine tests reveal that Formula 216 maintains vitamin C blood levels long after they would have dropped to zero following consumption of ordinary vitamin C supplements. Call toll-free 833-848-2216 to order. A 30-capsule bottle of Formula 216 will be rushed to your doorstep. That's 833-848-2216 to help maintain vitamin C blood levels 24 hours a day. Again, 833-848-2216.